Nolte, director Lars von Trier attacked for believing Russian lives matter. By John Nolte on August 25, 2023. Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier used his Instagram account Tuesday to proclaim, "Russian lives matter also." After news broke that his home country donated F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Putin, and not least Mrs. Frederiksen, who yesterday, like someone head over heels in love, posed in the cockpit of one of the scariest killing machines of our time, grinning from ear to ear. Russian lives matter also. Best regards, Lars. Not only was von Trier forced to disable the post's comments due to attacks from his followers, Alexei Danilov, the head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, shared the director's post on Twitter and then publicly shamed him with this emotional blackmail. War is not a movie where actors play life and death. Behind every living Russian terrorist, there is a dead Ukrainian. The choice between the executioner and the victim becomes a tragedy when the artist chooses the side of the executioner. Ukraine doesn't live in abstraction, but in a cruel reality in which Russians are murderers. A simple piece of advice for a famous director: imagine that it is a Russian missile that is flying into his city every day, that his father or mother was killed, his grandson was taken to Russia, and that a Russian looter raped his wife before burning down his house. In this case, the abstraction of hypocritical humanism takes on completely different features, real, not fictional life. On Thursday, von Trier felt it necessary to defend himself. "Of course I support Ukraine with every beat of my heart," he wrote. "I was just stating the obvious, that all lives in this world matter." He added, "But, that's a forgotten phrase it seems, from a time when pacifism was a virtue." The left-wing Guardian reports that von Trier was hit with blowback from the Danish press over the Ukraine comments. Naturally, this same local media dredged up his stupid remarks from 2011 about Hitler. At the Cannes Film Festival 12 years ago, von Trier, a famous provocateur, said he understood Hitler. He was booted from the festival, investigated by Denmark's police, and eventually apologized, saying he was dealing with his alcoholism. This delivery of Biden-approved F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine is nothing to cheer about. It's an obvious escalation of a bloody and brutal war that could have dire consequences for the entire world. Further, objecting to the idea that Russian lives matter once again reveals the left's grotesque bloodthirstiness, this growing death cult that we already see around abortion, and the horror show that are these Democrat-run cities. You know, I grew up during the Cold War, and as much grit as Cold Warriors like Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher displayed while winning that war, we were constantly reminded that Russian lives mattered, that we were not at war with Russian civilians, that they were our allies in the fight for liberty and victims of an oppressive government. Democrats do not share that sense of humanity. To them, Putin and Russia equal Trump and his supporters, so let's bomb the shit out of them. Anyone who directed Breaking the Waves, 1999, should be allowed to say whatever he wants. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.